Blog Talk Radio. Entry tones are off. Exit tones are on. Entry tones are on. Tones are off. Entry and exit tones are on. Entry and exit tones are off.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. We are indeed grateful. We are indeed grateful, grateful, grateful that you have joined us tonight. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're grateful. We're glad in it. And we just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to each and every one of you on tonight. And we want to thank you for joining us for the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. God bless you tonight. God bless you. God bless you. We're excited. Amen, Jesus. We pray that you had a beautiful day in the Lord. We trust and believe that you did. Amen. Glory be to God. I tell you, we certainly did. We had a high time in the Lord. Amen. In the fellowship of the Lord with the saints on tonight. God bless you tonight. We just want to thank you. Thank you for joining us. We just want to thank God for all of you that are joining within the states. We thank God for each and every one of you that are joining internationally. Amen. Those of you that are joining, amen, we are now broadcasting in over 80 countries, and we are so grateful. We're so grateful for you for joining us on tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you tonight. Amen. Listen, people of God, we just want to ask you, while you are coming in, if you would, go ahead and invite a couple of people. Invite a couple of people to join us on tonight. Invite them to come and join you on tonight. Invite, invite, invite. Amen, Jesus. Listen, except we invite them, they may not come. And then the person that you may invite, amen, the word of this hour may be the very word that saves their life, maybe the very word that gives them hope. So God bless you tonight. God bless you, each and every one of you on tonight. We're thanking God for you as always. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. Amen. God is doing great things, and whereof we are indeed glad. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, each and every one of you, as you're continuing to come in. Go ahead and invite a couple of people to come in with you. Amen. Invite, invite, invite on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Truly, 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 God is good to us. Amen, Jesus. God is indeed good to us, people of God, and we owe him a praise. We owe him a praise. Glory be to God. So I'm excited. Amen. I don't know about you. Listen, people of God, we want to invite you to go ahead and invite a couple of people on tonight. While you're inviting, go ahead and get your pen and your paper. Amen, Jesus, as you rest your spirit and come to hear what thus saith the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. We have Apostle with us on tonight. Amen. I see on the platform. God bless you, Apostle, coming in from Nigeria. God bless you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. As our guests are continuing to come in, people of God, again, go ahead and invite, invite, invite on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen, amen. We're excited. We're excited about what the Lord is doing on tonight. Glory to God. Excited, excited, excited. Amen. Invite, invite, invite. Listen, people of God, we're not pushing numbers to be pushing numbers, but, amen, we're inviting because we want the souls to hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. We are here. Glory to God. We have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. Amen. Our mission is to save souls. Our mission, our commission, amen, by the Lord, amen, is that we go out into the hedges and the highways, glory to God, and we thank God that he's enabled this PNN, glory to God, not just the hedges and the highways, glory to God, but he has built this work, amen. And we're going country to country to country, amen, city to city, state to state. So we're just grateful to the Lord that he has put such a work into our hands, and we're grateful, people of God, that you're here, that you're joining us, amen, and that you're inviting others to come. We want you to get all you can and can all you get, amen, because people of God, we're going to need it. We're going to need it in this hour. We're going to need it, people of God, for the things that are about to happen on the face of the earth. We are going to need it, glory to God. And we don't want to be forgetful hearers. No, no, no. We don't want to be forgetful hearers, but we want to get this word and hide it in our hearts, as the scripture declares, that we might not sin against him. Amen. Glory be to God. And again, I don't know about you, but I'm excited. I'm excited, people of God, as you are inviting on tonight. Listen, as you're inviting on tonight, as you're inviting on tonight, glory to God, go ahead and again, pull your hearts in, pull your spirit in. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. So we, amen, Jesus, are preparing to go into the presence of the Lord. And while you're doing that, amen, I just want to give honorage, amen, Jesus, because we didn't get here on our own, glory to God, amen, but we thank God for our fathers, our teachers, amen, our pastors, those that came and they fed us to come to maturity, that we can come to this place that we are right now. First of all, giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, giving God thanks for him, amen, for saving me, sanctifying me, filling me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, and not just stopping there, amen, but I thank him for the fire, and it's the fire that fuels my desire, glory to God, to do his will. So I thank God for him, amen, for he gave his life that I might live. And I'm grateful for it, people of God. I'm grateful tonight for our founding father, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. Amen, Jesus, who traveled this earth. Glory be to God. He wasn't over the airways, but he physically went from city to city, state to state, country to country, taking this gospel. Amen. He was indeed a trailblazer. Amen. So we give God thanks and praise for him. He left a legacy, and he left a blueprint. Amen. Glory to God. And here we are continuing to advance this vision of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just want to thank God on tonight for our founding mother, Mother Carrie James. Glory to God. Thanking God for her. Amen. The woman of God that stood by his side. Thanking God tonight for the first family. Amen. Just blessing the Lord for them. Amen. For their life. Glory to God. For their sacrifice. Yes. So we thank God for them. I want to thank God tonight. Amen. For our senior apostle. Glory to God. Apostle Samuel Huggins James. Thanking God for him. Thanking God for Lady Rachel. Amen. Them there. Amen. Glory to God. In Trinidad. Just thanking God for them on tonight. And just want to thank God on tonight for my pastor, amen, our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina, amen, Jesus, Lady Tina out of Gainesville, Florida, amen, Jesus. I just want to thank God as well, people of God, for our PNN advisors, those that the Lord has pulled to this work to help keep this outreach ministry moving. I thank God for each and every one of them on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Thanking God for our co-host on tonight. We just bless God for everyone. Thank him for our prayer warriors. Amen, Jesus, that he has sent to this work to help keep it moving. As you know, people of God, we're here every single night. Amen, Jesus. And we thank God that every single night, amen, there are those that come to hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen, Jesus. It's a massive work. We couldn't do it by ourselves. But the Lord knew who to put in place, amen, to help carry it forth. Amen. Glory to God. And I tell you, I am indeed grateful for it. Amen. Thanking God for our scripture reader on tonight. Glory to God. Just blessing the Lord. Blessing the Lord. Amen, Jesus. And again, just want to thank God for our special guest on tonight. Amen, Apostle Tongue. I believe I got it right. Amen, Jesus. We certainly want, man of God, if you're here with us, and we certainly would like to give you space. Amen. He's joining us, people of God, from Nigeria. Amen, Jesus. So we're grateful, amen, for him on tonight. Very eager. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Man of God. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless God tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We bless him on tonight, and we want to go ahead and get started. Amen, Jesus. Want to go ahead and get started. Amen, Jesus, Apostle. Amen, Jesus, if we could. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. We may need to, amen, after we get our scripture, our prayer, amen, go ahead and give you an opportunity to greet the people. Amen, Jesus, because we realize it's like 5 hours ahead of our time. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. So we'll go ahead and perhaps give you an opportunity to greet the people when we, amen, Jesus, after our scripture reading on tonight. But tonight, people of God, amen, again, we thank God for you. Glory to God. Go ahead and again invite a couple of people, amen, to join us on tonight. And we're going to ask Missionary Fan if she would come and bless the line on tonight. After Missionary Fan, we're going to ask Sister Mary Hollins if she would come with our scripture reading. Glory be to God. In that order, people of God. Amen. God bless you, Missionary Fan.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Lord, we praise you. We magnify you, Lord. We glorify you. We lift you up this night in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, giving you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord God, for you are worthy. You are worthy to be praised, Lord God. And there is none like you, Lord God. In all the earth, there is none like you. And we praise your holy name tonight. We come before you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, asking you to look upon each and every one of us on this line tonight, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to move by your spirit and by your power on this line, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord God, asking you to forgive us, Lord God, for any and everything that we may have done with that was a piece of your sight. We ask you right now, Lord God, to look upon our hearts tonight. And forgive us, Lord God, for we know that we can't come before you any kind of way. But we come in tonight, Lord God, with a repentant heart in the name of Jesus. Ask you to forgive us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come, Lord God, asking you to let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, Lord God, let it be acceptable unto you this night in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look up us each and every one of us, Lord God, far and near, Lord God, country to country, city to city, state to state. We ask you right now, Lord God, to move on our behalf, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you tonight, Lord God, to save, deliver, set free, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to heal, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to give salvation, Lord God, to the lost tonight, in the name of Jesus. Young, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we ask you to move this night, Lord God. We ask you to heal all sickness, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, spiritual, Lord God, and, Lord God, physical, Lord God, we ask you this night, Lord God, to move. For we know you see the need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. If you have your way on this line tonight, Lord God, that your will be done. In the name of Jesus, move in this service tonight. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, let your trust anointing come tonight on this line, Lord God. Move on the speaker tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God, to hear. Help us to contain it, Lord God, in our heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come before you, Lord God, ask you to move on Mr. Bradley. Have your way, Lord God, in her life, Lord God. Supply every need according to your riches and glory. In the precious name of Jesus, and we do thank you, we do praise you, we do give you the glory, we do give you the honor this night. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Jesus.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley,
to our speaker for tonight, Prophecy Duncan, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer warriors, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the second chapter of Ephesians, the 4th through the 10th verse. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he may show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. I read to you the second chapter of Ephesians, the 4th through the 10th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his holy word.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, missionary fan. God bless you tonight, Sister Mary. Amen. We are, amen, again, grateful as we prepare for the word on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. I want to glory to God as we stated. Amen, Jesus. We do have a special guest on the line tonight. Amen. Realizing the time factor. Amen, Jesus, Apostle. Amen, Jesus. If you wanted to come and do your introduction now, or you're going to hang in there with us, amen, we do realize that it's about 5 hours difference. You're 5 hours ahead of us. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, if you would. Amen, Jesus. But if you wait to the end of the broadcast, that'll be great, too. You're on the platform.
Greetings, good morning to everyone. Good morning, Evangelist and Bradley. It's a privilege to be in this great, you know, eternal worship and fellowship with you tonight. It's a blessing to be part of the great big network of warriors and intercessors. And I had a scripture in my spirit that I want to use to strengthen everyone that is on this line. The Bible saying in it is Romans 5:17. He said, pray without ceasing, pray without ceasing. So I'm excited that God has choose you guys in a time like this to stand in the watch and pray. And I know that as we are praying there in the U.S., that God is using that prayer to touch all nations. It's a privilege and a blessing to be among you tonight, and I know that God will strengthen you to keep the fire burning, to keep watching, to keep going after souls, to keep preaching the gospel, keep going revival, to keep going to city. I'm looking forward to join the team to make sure we take this gospel of Jesus Christ around the nations of the world. And I want to let you know that God sees your price, God sees your strength, God sees your effort, God sees what you are doing. And God that will reward you openly. He said he will reward you openly. Those that seek him secretly, he will reward them openly. So I believe God that God is about to reward you openly for the steadfastness, for the commitment in the kingdom. So the Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. I didn't come in to speak. He just come in to greet you, to be part of the blessing, because prayer is a necessity for survival. I love prayer. I love a praying team. So God bless you. Thank you so much, Evangelist Bradley, for the privilege to greet the people. God bless you. We love you from Nigeria. We want to see you, meet you guys, to make sure that this gospel of the kingdom is preached as all nations. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle. God bless you. God bless you. Amen, Jesus. We are so grateful to have you with us on tonight. So very grateful. Amen, Jesus. Good connection. Amen. Always, always grateful. Amen, Jesus. And we are looking forward to you joining us. Amen. Glory to God. We just believe God is doing great things. It's just one of the many things that he's doing as he is expanding. Amen, Jesus, intercontinentally. Amen. So we're grateful tonight. Amen. Amen. Certainly grateful tonight, and people of God, we would that you go ahead and prepare your hearts, amen, on tonight for our speaker tonight, amen, Jesus, who has a long-standing commitment to be with us on Sunday and Monday nights. Glory to God. Every Sunday and Monday night, this woman of God has made a commitment, and we are grateful, amen, that she is maintaining to keep her commitment and dedication to come and speak what thus saith the Lord to his people. And tonight, people of God, amen, this woman of God is no stranger, comes to us from Nassau, Bahamas, comes to us from Nassau, Bahamas by way of Banks, Alabama. She is a part of Jerusalem Temple Evangelistic Pentecostal Church. People of God, we want you to receive tonight, amen. Open your heart, open your spirit tonight to what the Lord will say. Again, get your pen and get your pencil tonight to hear and to record, amen, those things so that we won't be a forgetful hearer on tonight. People of God, we want you to receive on this night, again, Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen, amen. Bless you, Evangelist Bradley. Bless the name of Jesus tonight. Glory to God. It's surely a privilege and an honor to be back in the midst of you on this night or this day or whatever time it is that the Lord has made. And I definitely made up my mind to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We thank God tonight for the apostle who greeted us. God bless you, man of God. God bless the team, the prayer warriors, intercessors, and everyone that made this prayer line or this lifeline, I call it, possible. Bless his name. And so protocol has already been established, but I do want to acknowledge my pastor, who's the co-pastor of Jerusalem Temple, Pastor Lindsay, and his family, and all of you tonight from every nation, tongue, kindred, people, wherever you are from, I just greet you tonight in the mighty and hallelujah tonight and precious name of Jesus, who is our soon coming King. And let's just pray before I start. Father, I give you thanks and praise tonight for what you are about to say and what you're about to do tonight. I thank you, Father, that you would release an anointing over this line tonight that will make God ministering easy. I pray tonight, oh God, that you would release clarity tonight and touch the ears of the hearers. Touch their mind tonight to know what the Spirit of God is saying. I thank you tonight, oh God, that I cannot do this without you. I'm depending on you, God, in the name of Jesus. I am nothing without you. Glory to God. I take the time out to hallelujah, both tonight to give you all the glory and the glory to God. Yes, Lord, for this opportunity to be a vessel in your hand, to be a clay in the hands of the potter. Hallelujah, Jesus, to bring forth, God, a timely word for the body of Christ so that we may come into full perfection, that we may grow. Glory to God tonight. We want to thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, releasing your angels now that would minister into the hearing of every individual that has connected, God, on this line. Hallelujah, even by Facebook and whatever way they're coming on, that they, God, that this message tonight would be a transforming message for all of us tonight. We want to thank you now, God. We want to praise and lift you up tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you that you would bind the prince of the powers of the air. Glory be to God. Every interfering, any interruption, glory be to God, assigned by any witch, warlock, or marine demon, we cancel every assignment tonight, and we declare that your word have free access to move throughout every line, every phone tonight with clarity and authority. In no other name, God, now you're welcome to move the way you desire. Bless his name. And so we do take this time out to acknowledge Jesus Christ, who indeed is responsible for us being here tonight. Without him, this would not be possible tonight, in Jesus' name. Now, I'm dealing with a topic tonight. It's called maturity in humility. Maturity in humility. Bless his name. And I'm dealing with the book of James chapter 4, for those of you who want to follow me tonight in your Bibles. This chapter also deals with the rebuke of worldliness. James was dealing with worldliness that was in the church. And I heard Evangelist Bradley came on, and she mentioned the word maturity. And as I hear her mention the word, I said, Lord, this is confirmation as to what you want us to hear tonight. So I praise God for this topic which God has given me, telling us it is time to be humble, hallelujah, on tonight and come into maturity so that we in the body of Christ can move into another level. What it is for? To build his kingdom so that his glory may be revealed, hallelujah, tonight in us. His bride, the church. It is time, God said to me, it is time to be sensitive to his voice and speak the mind of God in this last hour. Before we go into the next level in God, we have to get to the place of humility. A humble child, the Bible says, will always taste the grace of God. But before I get into the message, I just want to share a brief testimony with you. On last week, God had me to speak, those of you who are on the line, on the topic, time is a gift, and to let us know how short time is, and it is running out for many people. Life is also a gift, people of God, from God. It is short and can be taken away at any moment within a split second. Now, on yesterday, we have church on the Sabbath. We had Sabbath service. We had a testimony service, and I don't usually testify, but I got up to testify because I was led to. I felt led in my spirit to testify. As I got up, I was thanking God and praising God for my life and how he's kept me, and I'm reflecting back on the many times I should have been dead, but I'm still alive. Hallelujah, Jesus, giving glory to God and the strength for him keeping me, having the activities of my limbs. So I began to talk about how the spirit of death is everywhere in my testimony, and we don't have time to play church anymore. I was telling the people about how I've received one phone call after the next concerning people I knew personally that have died suddenly before the year came in. And then I received a message about the obituary report from back home where I've seen 3 years, 3 months old, 1 month old, 1 year old, 18 years old, in their 20s and 30s and 50s, even up to 105 year old, died. Bless his name. And as I began to think about it, I began to glorify God for just being in the land of the living. When it was time for the message to come forth, the preacher came forth, and he began to preach. But before he could get into the message, an elderly lady who was in the midst of us in her 90s, suddenly the spirit of death walked in the temple and attacked this woman in the service. And so we had to stop the service, and we began to get into prayer and intercession, calling her name and calling on the name of Jesus and applying the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, for God to move on her behalf and laying hands and speaking to her. It was like she was literally gone, very low pulse, no response. We end up calling the ambulance rather than waiting to see what God was doing. And so what I learned from that, by going to the hospital, as I sat there on the left side of me, I saw this other older gentleman with a heart attack happening right before my very eye, couldn't breathe, pain in his chest, and they had to rush him in the back. Now, there came in another man on the right side of me with the same problem, slumped in his chair, was out like a light, but pain in his chest. And God said to me, it is the spirit of death that you spoke about. And so the preacher that was preaching, he said he saw a bright light over the lady in the church. And he said he knew it was the angel that came and touched her, bless his name, spirit, so that she can come back into her body. Hallelujah. And so God spoke to me and said, this is what I was showing you. This is what you were speaking about. This is what you were warning the people about, that gift is a time and life is short, and we cannot take it for granted. Don't take it for granted. Bless his name. And so I just wanted to share that with you to see how when you walk with God and you have a connection and you'll be speaking, God will manifest what he has said so that people can know that I, God, am speaking and I'm manifesting what I've spoken. Now, I'm getting into the subject, but before I get into the subject, I want to just share a little history and background of James so we can have an understanding of who he is and his assignment. Now, James, he is the author of this book. The focus and the theme of this book is about practical Christian living. It's focused upon the epistle of James reflects his lifestyle and its frequent references to the Sermon on the Mount. Although its emphasis is not theological, the epistle is notable for moral and ethical teaching of timeless relevance for the church. Moreover, crisis coming again is twice referred to, and that's in chapter 5, 7, and 8. And the new birth is clearly implied, and that's in chapter 1, 18 to 20. James' central theme is religion in the high sense of devoted service for others as the outcome and proof of faith. His discussion of justification, which is found in chapter 2, 14 to 26, does not contradict Paul's teaching on the doctrine, but complement it from the practical point of view. The book does not yield to strict analysis. It is a series of the instructional sayings. Genesis language is forceful. His language is forceful. James' language is forceful and often eloquent. He gives several pictures of life in the early church. And so James was aware of the struggles his readers would face as they attempt to uphold the Christian faith and the persecution. He offered words of encouragement and urged them to focus on the victory that would ultimately belong to them. For he provided practical advice to unify the believers whose fellowship was threatened by a lack of love, un-Christian speech, and bitter attitude. Now, this book was written in the year CAD 45 to 50. The background of it is he writes to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. That's James 1 and 1. This is the Christian Jewish which is dispersed throughout the Roman Empire, which is the unbelieving nation. Historical event forced the Jews to flee their homeland of Judea and settle in areas where the gospel had not yet been carried. James wanted these believers, some of whom were former members of the congregation in Jerusalem, to stay on course with their mission. He offered them instructions as to how they can continue to mature. Hallelujah. We're talking about maturity, to mature as Christians, and urge them to take responsibility for their own spiritual progress. This epistle is probably one of the earliest New Testament books, and he did not accept the claim of Jesus until after the resurrection. And so he was highly respected as a leader throughout the network of early churches, and that's in Acts 15, 16 to 12. Now, the purpose for this book is James wrote this letter to offer practical pastoral advice to those Jewish believers who have been scattered by persecution. Now, the same thing that happened back then is happening right now in the churches today. So this word is necessary for us. There are too many of us, hallelujah, glory to God tonight, in the body of Christ that are not walking in humility and love, hallelujah, the way God expects us to operate, which is causing so much division. This is not a natural war that is happening. It is happening in some nations right now, but it's not natural. But this is a serious spiritual warfare that is happening in the body of Christ that is keeping us divided. Glory to God. And so I will go, and we also know that James was the half-brother of Jesus Christ, the son of Mary and Joseph. Now, James chapter 1 from verse 1, it says, "From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members? Verse 2, ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. Do ye think that the scripture said in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusted to envy? But he gave it more grace. Wherefore he said, God resisted the proud, but give grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Speak not evil of one another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the Lord and judgeth the Lord. But if thou judgest the Lord, thou art not a doer of the Lord, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and destroy. Who art thou that thou judgest another? Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? A question. Is it even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away? For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boasting. All such rejoicing is evil. The last verse, 17, it says, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, it is sin. Bless his name. So tonight I'm dealing with the topic that we as the body of Christ needs to be aware of. This should be the characteristic of every Christian. Humility, hallelujah, tonight is something that can be had to walk in, because we're dealing with so many forces in this hour. And we're in a time, glory to God, where patience and endurance is something, glory to God, that a lot of people are struggling with in this hour. God in this last hour is calling us higher. He is, hallelujah, he is saying we need to mature and be more responsible. What is the true meaning of maturity? Maturity is the state of being fully developed as an adult or an adult. Humans experience a delayed maturity. We arrived at all stages of life later than animals. And so the animals come into maturity before us. Now, there are four kinds of maturity. Physical, bless his name, you have mental, you have emotional, and you have a spiritual maturity. So it's going to take us as a body of Christ or the body of Christ to understand that until we are spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically mature, it can stagnate us and stagnate the growth of God and stagnate what God wants to do in our lives. Now, I'm dealing with Moses. We know the story of Moses, that the Bible said Moses was the most humble man upon the face of the earth. And that's found in Numbers chapter 12, 2 to 15. And it talks about Miriam and Aaron that came up against Moses because he had an Ethiopian wife. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so God heard them, and God decided that he was going to deal with them, and he struck Miriam with leprosy. He didn't do anything to Aaron, but he struck Miriam with leprosy. Bless his name. And the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, that's verse 5, and they both came forth. And God taught, and the same people that came up against Moses had to intercede on behalf of Miriam so that the Lord would cleanse her of this leprosy. Bless his name. And so the Lord tell Moses there's a penalty she has to pay for not humbling herself and for coming up against you as a man of God. And so she had to stay shut out of the camp 7 days until God was satisfied and she was brought back in again. So it's very dangerous to come up against a person that you know is humble before the Lord. And the word humble, which is meek, in the dictionary it says poor, afflicted, needy, weak, and lowly. That's the meaning of humility or meek. And Colossians 3, 12 to 15 says, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be thankful. And so God in this hour is calling us to be unified. How do we clothe ourselves in humility tonight? Being hallelujah tonight, God is telling us being clothed with humility is to intentionally make yourself low. This happens as a result of surrender. Glory to God. A submission to godly authority. And true glory to God and choosing to prefer others above yourself. Putting others first. And the interest of the whole, in the interest of the whole person before your demands and your personal interest. And so God is saying humility would cause you to put somebody else first. What are the three key actions of humility? Number one, recognize your own shortcomings and limitations. Number two, appreciating others' strength. Giving credit where it is due and highlighting the other person or member's success over your individual achievement. Number three, showing openness to learn from others. Hallelujah tonight. What is true humility according to the Bible? Let us see what God is saying. True humility is not thinking less of yourself. It is thinking of yourself less. The above quote from C.S. Lewis builds upon the Jewish moral tradition, which views deliberate attempts to achieve humility as self-defeating. Hallelujah. Now, as we just read about Moses concerning his reaction to his brothers and sisters, they made themselves his enemy wrongfully, glory to God. But in spite of what they did, hallelujah, Jesus, my God, Moses did not retaliate. He didn't get upset like some of us would probably have done. He asked God not to destroy them. Glory to God. And God is saying, this is what I'm looking for. For us to walk in humility, we must put away pride and selfishness. My God, in this section, James says his readers are guilty of behaving from fundamentally wrong motives. They are acting toward each other in bad faith. He says they seek both to fulfill their evil desires and to have friendship with the world, glory to God, thereby rejecting their spiritual yearning for God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are called into the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Glory to God. But too often there is strife, glory tonight, and bitterness or ill feeling and acrimony among believers and feuds between Christian workers or groups of believers. James identified the cause of conflict as being pride and self-evaluation, or a desire, glory to God, to excel in the midst of one's brothers and sisters in Christ, or the thrill of worldly applause. And if you look at the word acrimony, it means to be bitter or ill feelings. Hallelujah. It means pointing finger. It means resentment, ill will, bad blood, animosity, hostility, enmity, antagonism, malice, spitefulness, crabbiness, sarcasm, venom, poison, viciousness, nastiness, harshness, sharpness, grudging, grievance, and anger. Bless his name. Hallelujah tonight. We have people as Christians who literally dislike each other very much. Some always find themselves arguing or disagreeing. Some would dare to say they would put down the Bible to get into a fight. There are some who would literally, as Christians, have fights among themselves. This is not how, glory to God, the body of Christ shall function, for it dishonors the Lord who bought us. This is not the way Christians, glory to God, brethren, should behave one toward another. And yet there is division in many churches, which is so contrary to scriptures and is opposite of God's yearning desire that his children live godly lives and honor him. Hallelujah tonight. James is not speaking of unbelievers in this passage, but those that are born again, glory to God. And it's a shock, it is shocking and sad situation that the sort of quarrels and conflicts, covetousness and resentment, fights and worldly carnality about which James is speaking continues to be the behavior of some Christians toward their fellow believers, even in this very day. In his writing to help Christians grow in maturity, James has always covered topics like our speech, our prejudices, putting faith in action, and the attitude with which we face challenges and trials. The key, hallelujah, tonight, the key to growing in all of these ways come in chapter 4, hallelujah, tonight, humbling ourselves. If we can learn tonight to prefer others and God over self in all things, then we have the foundation, glory to God, we need more, that will bring us into more mature Christians. Verses 1 through 11, it talks about rejecting prideful behavior. What is the source of wars and fight among you? That's a question. Don't they come from the cravings that are at war within you? Your desire do not, you desire but you do not have. You murder and covet, and then you think about murder. The Bible says when you even hate a brother, you have already murdered him in your heart. So you don't have to physically murder, but just the thought of hating someone, God sees as a murder. He said, you murder and commit and cannot obtain. You fight and war, you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask with the wrong motive, so that you may spend it on your evil desires. Now, James chapter 4, 1 through 3, bless the name of Jesus tonight, glory to God, James asserts that the enmity, which is hostility Christians have with each other, is rooted in selfish pride. Hallelujah. Do you have problems controlling your tongue in chapter 3? He tells us about that tonight. He shows us that the tongue is dangerous. The tongue is full of evil and poison. Pride is sublime if you can't control your tongue. Do your prejudice afflict how you treat others, as in chapter 2? Pride is to blame tonight. Are you in continual conflict with those around you? Pride is to blame tonight. Pride is the most dangerous thing that any person, especially Christians or people of God, to have in their lives in this hour. The Bible says pride cometh before a fall in Proverbs chapter 16 and 18. Hallelujah, Jesus. And in haughty spirit before a fall. Pride going before destruction, and in haughty spirit before a fall. Pride tonight, people of God, is the downfall of Lucifer, who is known as Satan today. It was all about his selfish desire to be like God. Hallelujah. To take over his kingdom. Hallelujah. He came up against God. Hallelujah. The one who created him. Pride caused Lucifer to lose his position. Glory be to God. Pride is all about me, I, my. Glory to God. Anytime a person finds themselves using I, me, and my more than any other words, my God, then we have to check ourselves, do a self-examination, and see if we're operating in pride. Pride will cause you to lose your position in the body of Christ and in the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus. And you can find the story of Lucifer in Isaiah chapter 14, 12 to 15. It says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nation? For thou hast said, hallelujah, in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also among the mounts of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Glory be to God unto night. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Glory be to God. And so it was all about Lucifer. Hallelujah to Jesus tonight. How many tonight in the body of Christ is saying, I, me, and mine tonight? God said if we come into that type of mind frame, we're going to cause ourselves to lose out on what God has for us. Chapter 4, verse 1 asks a question. From whence came wars and fighting among you? Where did they come from? He answered, Came they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members? What does James chapter 4, 1 mean in this hour? What they did is this: they had a false perspective. This false perspective in this first verse says human beings should do whatever we feel like doing to get whatever we desire, even if it hurts other people. Jim said that to live that way is idolatry, but God gives grace. Christians should repent and move close to God again whenever we find ourselves in this particular position. Bless his name. Who is James talking to in this chapter? James is speaking here supposedly to believers in Christ. It is unbelievable tonight that Christians would be caught up in the flesh like this, the lust of the flesh, and not of God. It seems they want things so badly. Some people, this is not for everybody tonight, but some people want things so badly that they don't even think twice about hurting someone or killing themselves to get what they need. Who is the book of James talking to? Listen tonight. The letter of James, also called the Epistle of St. James the Apostle, is tonight talking about us people tonight. We have to understand that when God speaks a word, he is trying to clean us up. He is trying to deliver us. He is trying to push us. Let us break this down tonight. What was the last argument? Think about the questions I'm asking tonight. What was the last argument you engaged in online or against anyone? What current events have you caused you to lash out at others? What physical differences led you to distrust or mistreat others? What secular differences between you and other Christians damage the time you spend together? In all of these cases that we hear tonight, pride is at the root of the problem. Hallelujah. When we define ourselves by the pride we have in our country, in your country, in our symbols, in our institutions, in our races, in our rights, in our politicals, or in anything more than our relationship with each other and with God, that's when we have enmity, which is hostility, among one another. Bless his name tonight. In this section, James says his readers are guilty of behaving from fundamentally wrong motives. They are acting toward each other in bad faith. Hallelujah, on tonight, he says they seek both to fulfill their evil desires and to have friendship with the world, thereby rejecting their spiritual yearning for God. Hallelujah, tonight, instead, it's in our humility that we can draw near to God. When you seek the approval of your professional peers more than your spiritual relationship with your brothers and sisters in Christ, then we're seeking friendship with the world. So we got to be careful who we are seeking spiritual or seeking advice from or seeking approval from. If you go into those in the world more than you go to your brothers and sisters, then we need to do a self-examination. When I let my political alliances or your political alliances affect how I view scriptures and other Christians, then I'm seeking friendship in the world. When I am willing to justify and forgive something in a person I agree with on secular matters, but hold you, who is my brothers and sisters, who has a different view, to a harsher standard, I am friends with the world on tonight. Bless his name. No matter how I justify myself, people of God, tonight, or rationalize that I'm fighting for something greater good or some greater good, such as behavior, it rejects God when we act this way. Therefore, submit to God, but resist the devil, God is saying tonight, and he must flee. He said, draw near to me, and I will draw near to you. He said, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded people. Be miserable and mourn and weep. My God, your laughter must change to mourning and your joy to sorrow. Humble yourself. God is looking for humility. What is the meaning of this, God? What he's saying tonight unto us, people of God? Hallelujah, Jesus. In James chapter 4 and 3, he said, you ask and receive not, because she acts amiss, that ye may consume it upon your own lust. There is nothing wrong with spending. God wants us to spend. With you, get. When you're doing it for your pleasure, you can do it for your pleasure because God wants you to be blessed. He wants you to have pleasure. He wants you to be happy. Provided, if you do this, providing your heart is in alignment with what God asks you to do. So why does James say that our motives are wrong when we ask God for something we would take pleasure in? James, to be speaking to the category of things that we want bad enough that we will fight for it, even murder someone. He appears to be speaking of the lust of the heart that we might crave and that would take the place of our satisfaction in God. And so God gives us good gifts to enjoy, but they must, glory be to God, they must always be seen as less important than the giver himself. When we have become passionate about a thing, then it has become an idol. And the motive for acting has become sinful. And so God is saying tonight, we must be careful when we're acting for God. What is our motive for acting it? Is it all about us? Is it all about what we desire? 1 Timothy chapter 6 and 17 says, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who given richly all things to enjoy. And so God has given all things for us to richly enjoy, but he said, be careful of the motives and why you're doing it. The wisdom of heaven calls us tonight, people of God, to my, oh, glory to God, it calls us to a far different approach. Christians should trust God to provide all the goods we need. That's what he does. James chapter 1 and 17 says, tells us about this. And because we trust his love and goodness and power to provide, we don't have to abuse each other to get what we want. Instead, we are free to obey God. This means serving each other. Serving each other. God is looking for some servitude attitude. It means meeting each other's need. Selfishness can cause us not to benefit. Because James's readers are unwilling to trust God in this way. These people were not willing to trust God in the way I just mentioned. He now calls them adulteresses. He equates their choices to continue following the wisdom of the world with the sin of a wife who sleeps with another man. Spiritually speaking, these Christians are cheating on God with the world. And so if we come to this kind of attitude in our life, God is looking at us and saying, you're cheating on me with the world because that's your desire. James says something which should be obvious to us, but it's not. We can't be friends both with the world and with God. Worse, anyone who continues to be friends with the world is living as God's enemy. It's important to understand what James is not saying here. He is not saying Christians should never be friends with non-Christians, nor is he saying that Christians should never engage their culture or with the people they meet. That's not what the passage is all about tonight. James is clear. He's talking about Christians who choose to continue to live according to the wisdom of the world, driven by envy and ambition, seeking what they want above all else, and not living as friends of God. They are living in adultery as enemies of God. Bless the name of Jesus on tonight. Now, James chapter 4, 7 through 10, what is the meaning of that? Let's go into tonight. It means meeting each other's need because James' readers were willing to trust God in this way. Hallelujah. He now calls them, because of their not trusting, he said, you are doing the wrong thing. You're committing adultery. You got to get it together because God, it is not acceptable unto God Do you think that the scripture said in vain the spirit do dwelleth in us lust into envy? And that's James 4 and 5. What is James 4 and 5 talking about? As if it were not clear, James explains why this is offensive to God. He jealously desired the spirit which he has made to dwell in us. In other words, God is jealous to be the object of our spirit's greatest highlight or greatest delight. First of all, the good news is God is a jealous God, like all of us do know. This means God loves you and wants you. Look carefully at verse 5. If you look at it, the scripture, it says that God is passionate that the spirit he has placed within us should be faithful to him and not to ourselves and not to the world. Hallelujah. That is a weird sounding verse if you look at it. Take a look at this translation. It says, he yearns jealousy tonight over the spirit that he has made to dwell in us. This passion that God has for us is a jealous passion, but that's a good thing. Think about a young couple getting married. They love each other. Hallelujah. But somewhere down the road, the wife drawn away by another man who doesn't really love her and only wants to use her. The husband loves his wife and is jealous over his wife's affection toward another man. She is his wife. He loves her and wants her back even after the affair, even after she has committed adultery. James, hallelujah, tonight, James is telling you that even though you have committed adultery with the world, even though you have given him the silent treatment and treated God, my God, coldly, even though, hallelujah, Jesus, we have ignored your vows or the vows we have made to God, he still wants us back. He is jealous of us. He loves us. He yearns jealousy over us. God wants you, even though you have done something horrible tonight, my God thinks against him. That is good news. When God says something like, I never leave you or never forsake you, God is telling us that he means it on tonight. James 4 and 6 said, but he giveth grace, more grace. Wherefore he said, God resisted the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. What is James talking about on tonight? God is a gracious God. Secondly, God is saying, the good news is God is also gracious unto us. This means God forgives us and accepts us. Look carefully at verse 6 tonight. And he gives grace generously. As the scripture says, God opposes the proud, but give grace to the humble. Now, why would James need to remind us, hallelujah, about God's grace at this point? Glory to God on tonight. Have you ever done anything where you need to be asked for forgiveness from someone you hope that they will be gracious enough to forgive you for whatever you did against them? James knows tonight that when we sin and blow it against God, we think God doesn't like us or don't love us anymore, bless his name, or don't want anything to do with us anymore. The devil is a liar tonight. He is reminding you that he is gracious and forgiving and loving and accepting and a good God. Even though you have been cheating on God, two-timing God, and shacking up with the world's values and living like God does not exist and doing things that you know would break the heart of God, God still loves us tonight. Glory to God, still forgives, still wants us, still accepts us. God's grace is greater than the sin we commit. Hallelujah on tonight. Jesus, James chapter 4 and 10 says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. What is the meaning of this? Christians should repent and move close to to God again. We should trust him to provide, to be the judge, and to lift us up in his time. In humility, God is saying tonight, we must acknowledge that all of our plans are depending or should be depending on him, and he can change them at any moment. So if we're making plans, glory be to God, and we are not humble, God can come into our program and come into our plans, and he can change and rearrange the whole thing. Now, there are 7 points tonight, glory to God, that we need to look at. When we're making plans, glory to God, and God said there are 7 plans to humble ourselves before God. The first one that we will look at is thank God often and always. Thankfulness stops pride from growing. Confess your sin regularly. Confession is a reality check as it reminds us who we are. Be ready to accept humiliation. Don't worry about your status. Number 4, have a sense of humor. Stop being so serious all the time. Number 5, listen to others because you don't know it all. Number 6, learn to ask questions. Number 7, consider others before yourself. So there are the 7 points that shows the sign of humility. Now, what does humility mean? What does it mean when you humble yourself before the Lord and he will lift you up? Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord means that pride will stop you. You got to put away pride. It will stop you. And so God is saying tonight, humble yourself because pride will close the door to spiritual growth. But humility opens the door of your life to more of God's grace. To the humble, to be humble, God gives patience and peace and gentleness. The fruit of the Spirit grows in the soil of humility. So how does walking in humility magnify God in our lives? The wonderful truth about humility is that it is the key to walking in God's increase. If you want to increase in your life, walk in humility and in increase and sense blessings in your life. If you humble yourself, you have to do this. Don't ask God to do it for you because God is not going to humble you. He said you have to humble yourself to enable him to exalt you, to lift you up, and to honor you before men. Bless his name on tonight. James 4. Verse 11 said, speak not evil of one another. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so far in James chapter 4, James has described how many readers were being unfaithful to God by following the world's path of self-reliance, self-glorification. He has also described how Christians can repent from this sinful reproach to life and begin to trust God and move closer to him on tonight. Now, James warns his reader not to turn on each other in slander or in judgment of each other as it is said in the Bible. And when you look at slander, it means to question someone's authority, to spread hurtful lies about them, or even to say unkind, unhelpful things about them. To judge someone is to assume a position of authority over them. James may have in mind Leviticus chapter 19 and 16, which tells us about love, hallelujah, God, and not judging. And it says that thou shalt not go up and down as a tale bearer among thy people, neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt not in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear, glory to God, any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. James, Jewish readers, hallelujah tonight, and had high respect for the Old Testament laws. His point is that to disobey the law by judging another person is a way of putting yourself above the law. If you're going to be a doer of the law, just be a doer. James is saying, don't be a volunteer judge of how others are doing. Again, James is urging Christians to walk in humility in our relationships with God and each other. As he will say in the next verse, God is the only judge of our neighbors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah tonight. It is the one thing to humble ourselves before God, and it's another thing to put others above fellow Christians. And he said tonight, don't speak evil of your brothers. Don't slander each other. And we find in the body of Christ that we do this a lot. Glory to God. We find in the body of Christ that there is contention. There's backbiting, there's hatred. There's so much going on in the body of Christ tonight that God is saying we need to put away. We need to get rid of it. What is the meaning of James chapter 4 and 12? Hallelujah. In verse 12 said, there is no lawgiver who is able to save and destroy. Who are thou to judge another? But you, who are we to judge? And so the role of judge is not ours. Therefore, who are we to judge? We are just as sinful as those we fairly or unjustly accuse of guilty, being guilty before God. Why do we believe we have the right to act as judge and jury over one another in the body of Christ? Question. We must remember that James is addressing the church in this passage. He is not focused on judging others who do not share the same theology. For how can we hold non-believers accountable if their standard of righteousness is not ours or in our belief? Their judgment, glory to God, is one that God does alone. Hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is not complicated to understand if we believe we are saved by grace, though through the shed blood of Jesus, then we accept God's word is true. In others, that our faith not be discredited. That which is written alongside such truth pertaining to the gospel of Jesus Christ must be held in the same regard as inherent and true. Hallelujah tonight. It's very imperative tonight that we firmly establish, people of God, that we believe what we believe because it directly impacts how we interpret James chapter 4, 11 through 12. If we believe God's word is true, then hallelujah tonight, then as fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, we must reconcile our misunderstanding regarding the issue of judging others. James states clearly that he is concerned with the evil that believers are speaking against each other. What he called out previously as vices of division within the church, like for instance, jealousy and selfishness, ambition and boasting and pride. These things are in the church. They have come to fruition in the form of evil speaking against each other. James spoke at great length in chapter 3 concerning the dangerous power of a tongue exhibited. If we don't tame the tongue, it can cause someone to really come into you can send people to jail. You can cause somebody to backslide. You can cause somebody to go out of their mind. When we learn to control our tongues and humble ourselves, then there is something that God will do in our lives by placing the spirit of humility on our lives. We'll find that God will open doors that have been closed in our faith. We'll find that God will do things that we never thought that could be possible. Hallelujah. Make no mistake, Jesus does not contradict himself here, even when he talks about judging. Hallelujah. It's quite clear that we are going to be held accountable, and the Bible says we ourselves will also judge angels. So we, in a sense, God will cause us to even judge each other to a sense, but we got to be careful what kind of judgment that we are passing against each other. Bless the name of the living God tonight. As we are called to judge, yes, we are called to judge, and we are called to judge because it's in the word of God. It is the attitude of our hearts and the purpose which precedes the words of accountability or judgment we speak toward our brothers and sisters in Christ, so as not to quench the Spirit's conviction by our selfish ambition. God gives us the ability to judge one another, but it's the attitude and the approach with which we go that matters in the eyes and in the sight of God. James chapter 4, 13 to 17, it says, go to now that ye say, go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such and such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell. Now, what is he talking about here? What is the meaning of James chapter 4, 13 to 17? It focuses on the arrogance of planning for our success without acknowledging that we are depending on God. It is foolish to ignore the fact that we can't see the future. Our lives are short and fragile. We don't know where death is. This does not mean never making plans. God expects us to be wise and make plans. This passage is not a requirement to precede every plan with the words, if the Lord's will. Remember the context. James is talking about tonight being humble before God, and being humble means avoiding presumptuous behaviors. Is what James is talking about tonight. In his illustration tonight, James portrays a traveling merchant planning out their travel for future markets. There is nothing wrong with planning, but James warns against presuming our future. Now, we all know tonight that our lives can make unexpected turn at any moment. We don't know what will turn out for us tomorrow, but few of us live like we are not aware of it. Only a few people live as if they are aware. Hallelujah. So Jim wants us to remember God's hands in our lives instead of presuming to plan our lives around our own ambitions. We should humbly seek after the life that God will be glorified in. Bless his name on tonight. So it is sin, and it's a sin for a person who knows to do what is good in verse 17 and doesn't do it. It seems almost a random statement in context, but James is making a point here very clear. We let our pride sometimes obscure what is good. Who is my neighbor? He makes it very clear, bless the name of Jesus tonight, as a summation to his words about humble living, that we must be humble enough to pursue goodness. Bless his name on tonight. But who are you to judge another, your neighbor? And so we went over that tonight. And so it's hard to read things like this and think that God is okay with the secular battles we Christians become embroiled in at times, especially when we get caught up in dishonesty and character assassination as a result. It's only our own pride that justifies such behavior. What can we learn from James chapter 5 on tonight? James is speaking about being humble before God, and being humble means avoiding presumptuous behavior. And so God is speaking so clear and so profound to us tonight that God is telling us, humble ourselves. Humble ourselves tonight and hear what God is saying. Hallelujah tonight. And as I wrap this up tonight, we're talking about humility and maturity. And God is saying tonight, in order for us to mature, in order for us to grow, in order for us to advance in the kingdom, we've got to be humble whether we like it or not. One of the things God is emphasizing tonight, people of God, is love. It's looking out for each other. Take a look at ourselves tonight. Are we cheating on God? God talks about cheating on him by becoming friends of the world. If all of us if all of you want something, or if we want something, and we're flirting with the world, every chance we get, we end up being the enemies of God. And do you suppose God doesn't care? Do we feel like God doesn't care? This proverb has it that he is fiercely jealous. And what he gives in his love is far better than anything else you will find. It's common knowledge that God goes against the willful and the proud. God gives grace to the willing and the humble. It is time to come back to God and make things right. Bless his name on tonight. God is saying, make it right. We need to get it right. We need to turn from selfishness. And this is not for everybody, because you know who you are tonight. You know your walk with God on tonight. But God is speaking to the body of Christ worldwide. He says humility comes before a fall. And you find a lot of pride in the pulpit, on the praise team. You find a lot of arrogance and haughtiness. Bless his name. Glory to God. Teaching, hallelujah, and leadership tonight. Glory be to God, thinking that they are above everybody else, that you can't correct them, you can't say nothing, bless his name, and God can give you a message for a person. But he said we have to know how to go in the spirit of humility. He said, stop making plans today or tomorrow. He said, you must say, if it is the will of the Lord, if it is his will for us to do this or do that. He said, stop boasting in your arrogance. When you begin to boast, he said, it is evil. It is sin for a person who knows to do good and you don't do it. And so God is sending his word because he wants to come to bring us into perfection from the pulpit to the door, to the pew. God wants us to come up higher. He desires more of us. He desires his will to be done. And he says humility and maturity is what he desires for the body of Christ. And until we mature, people of God, tonight in our mindset, in our attitude, and the way we treat each other, we'll never be promoted in the kingdom of God. We'll always stay going around in a circle like the children of Israel in the wilderness, and we're trying to figure out, God, why am I not moving? Why am I still in the same position? Year after year, week after week, month after month. And so God is calling for a major change, because his work requires haste. His work requires haste tonight. And we have no more time to waste. We have no more time to do it our way, like Burger King, have it your way. And so God is saying tonight, this is a time of self-evaluation, time of self-examination. It's no more time to point fingers. It's no more time to quarrel. It's no more time, hallelujah, Jesus, to be bitter and envious and angry, hallelujah, and jealous because someone is moving ahead of you. You don't know the time they fast and pray. And I hear the apostles talking about pray tonight. This is a time of prayer. This is a time of intercession. The more you pray, the closer you will become to God, and it will cause you to be humble. Fasting is another way. The more you fast, glory be to God, you will become humble. And if you look at Moses, he spent 40 days and 40 nights, hallelujah, in the mountain of God fasting. And so it gave him a humble spirit. The same thing with Jesus. He was humble, but he was still radical. Moses still had a radical spirit, but they were humble. And that humble came because they were mature in their mind concerning the will of God, concerning the word of God, concerning the love of God, concerning the people of God. Moses showed love to his brothers and his brother and sisters who talked about him, backbite against him. We find ourselves hating people who call our names. We find ourselves hating people who scandalize us and say all manner of evil against us falsely. But he said, if you love them, blessed are ye then men shall persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. You are blessed tonight. So we need not to worry about them who are doing this. But God is saying to us tonight, you humble yourself. You let me deal with them. The same I deal with Miriam. If you stay humble, you will see the consequences of their action they have taken against you. Hallelujah on tonight. And so I am done with this tonight, and I praise God tonight for the opportunity to share his word with all of you on this line tonight. And so I examine myself, and I see many times I see myself in this word where I had the spirit of rage, and I would become angry so easily, and I was just doing things that was out of character. And I never was like that before, but I realized that I was being attacked by forces. God is saying tonight unto us that the forces have intensified against the body of Christ. And so he's saying we got to be careful how we're walking, how we're talking, how we're living, how we're acting, how we're treating each other. We have to stay in the word. We have to eat the word. We have to digest the word. We have to pray the word. Hallelujah on tonight. And so the more we do this, the more the spirit of humility will come upon us. And the more we will mature, and the more we mature, it will bring the glory of God, and God could use us effectively to bring changes in the world at large tonight. Hallelujah on tonight. And so, God, I thank you for this word on tonight. I praise you for your word on tonight. I pray, God, that your word, hallelujah, will be established in our minds, in our hearts, in our spirits, and in our soul. I pray, God, that your word would be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway, God. I pray, oh God, that your word came to enlighten us tonight. I pray tonight, Jesus, that you got the glory on tonight. Break us and melt us and mold us, oh God, to be like you, to be humble, God, in the name of Jesus. God, if there be any pride or arrogance or haughtiness in any one of our lives, we come tonight to be cleansed. We come tonight to be purified. We come tonight, God, to be stripped of pride, God, to be stripped of self, to be stripped, oh God, of haughtiness. We come tonight, God, to be clothed in humility. We subject ourselves under your hands. We submit to you tonight. We submit to your word on this line tonight. Be glorified tonight. Be exalted, Jesus. Hallelujah on tonight. I pray tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, that you, God, you would make the change. You would make the difference. I thank you, Shamanda. He called Rosetta. He called on Hosea. Yes, it is. Okay. Yes, God. Yes, it is. Oh, Master Jesus. Yes, God. Thank you. Oh, Master God, we humble ourselves. God, we come into maturity. Your word is what does it, God. We need your word that we may hide your word in our hearts, that we may not sin against you. Oh, God, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen, Jesus. The platform is open tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is open tonight. And if you need prayers, or you're struggling tonight, or you need a move, if you need someone to stand in agreement with you, you can press *6 and make your way over. And I'm quite sure the PNN prayer warriors and the staff and evangelists and those of you, we'll stand in agreement. And if you're not saved and you know you need to come on over, you know that you've been putting it off. It is not the time to put it off. It's not the time to delay your salvation, because tomorrow is not promised. People are dropping down like flies. So don't put it off. In Jesus' name, you have a blessed night.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anyone for prayer tonight, press *6. Press star 6 to come over on the platform side on tonight. If you would like prayer, come over on the platform. Amen. Just press star 6 and you can come over. Amen. The woman of God will touch and agree with you. Press star 6.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Anyone tonight. Glory to God. Amen. If there's not anyone on tonight, we do, again, bless God. We give him praise. We give him thanks for this night, for this time, this hour. We thank God for the word. We thank him for the word on this night. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Walking in humility. Amen, Jesus, brings us to, amen, maturity. We bless God tonight, amen, for this word. Amen. Thank God for you, woman of God, for such a word on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. And listen, this word on tonight, people of God, is showing us how to walk in balance, showing us how to walk in balance, how to truly come to maturity. Amen, Jesus, by walking in, again, humility. Amen. There's so much that was said on tonight, so much that was said on tonight. I dare not begin to delve into it. Amen, Jesus, because I'm telling you, this word has been rich on tonight. And we bless God. Amen. We bless God. Amen, Jesus. People of God, we want to hear this word, not only hear this word, but let this word penetrate our hearts. Let this word be a light and a lamp. Glory to God. Amen. Because he has truly laid it out for us on tonight to show us, glory to God, what he is requiring. He has laid it out on tonight. So we just bless God. We thank God on tonight. Amen, Jesus, for coming. Amen. Shedding this word, this light of this word into our hearts on tonight. Amen. We bless him again. People of God, listen, we know that you, glory to God, didn't get everything, but we want to let you know that you can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. As always, it's absolutely free. We can certainly get it to you. Just text us tonight. The number to text is 912-257-3918. Again, 912-257-3918. Also, those that are listening internationally, you can reach out to us on WhatsApp. That number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. People of God, also do not forget, amen, we post our broadcast on our Prayer News Network page, on our PNN page. We also post our broadcast out there, so you can certainly go out there and listen as often as you like. You can go out there and listen to our previous broadcast. Amen. They are posted there. They're also posted in our prayer group, the New Re-Up Prayer Group 52. You can go out there, listen as well. Now, if you do not have Facebook, you can just certainly Google Prayer News Network. Go out and Google it on the web, Prayer News Network, and there, people of God, you will as well see our broadcast. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. We bless him. We thank him on tonight again for this word, such a rich word, rich, rich, rich word. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Amen. Such a beautiful, glory be to God. I'm telling you, the way that the woman of God brought forth this word even on tonight, we're grateful. We're grateful on tonight. And people of God, amen, Jesus, if you would, amen, we do want to pray for the woman of God on tonight. Glory to God, we thank you for your time and your attention. Amen, Jesus, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God, amen. Let us lift up the woman of God, amen, on tonight in prayer. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We thank you for this word. We're thanking you. Glory be to God. This precious word on tonight, amen, causing us to see ourselves, causing us people, oh, glory to God, causing us to see, glory to God, amen, what you're requiring for us, amen. So much has come forth on tonight. Help us to hide this word in our hearts on tonight, Father, that we would not sin against thee in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you for your servant on tonight. We're asking you, glory to God, we're asking that you would bless her now. We're asking that you would cover her now, shield her and protect her even now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that your blood cover her, Father. Cover everything that concerns her. Cover tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight, oh God, to cause your glory to rest upon her even the more. And Father, all that she's given, the virtue that she's given out on tonight, we're asking that you restore it tonight. Refresh her tonight. Revive her tonight. Rejuvenate her on tonight, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight for your servant. We're thanking you, glory to God, on this night. We're asking you, Father, oh God, to cause her way to be prosperous. We're asking you on tonight to lead, guide, and direct her, oh God, into all truth. We're asking you on tonight, glory be to God, to do as you will in her life. We thank you, Father. We're thanking you for open doors. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory be to God. Hiya, oh God, open platforms for this woman of God to minister, oh God, even unto the nations. We thank you tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for the ministry that you place within her. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we're blessing you. Oh, gloria basa. Hiya, God. We're blessing you on tonight. We're blessing you this night. Oh, glory to God, in the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, glory to God, as sons of God, we do forbid backlash. We forbid backlash of the enemy in the precious name of Jesus. As sons of God on tonight, we declare and we decree there should be no retaliation. We declare and decree on tonight, but what you've done cannot be reversed in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your loving kindness. We tonight, oh God, again, for your loving kindness and all of your tender mercies toward her. We bless you tonight, oh God. We're asking you this night to cause your face to shine upon her. Cause your face to shine upon her, oh God, ever so brightly. We pray in thy precious name, Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking you to hide us behind your precious cross. Hide the woman of God. Cover her, oh God. Be a shield, be a buckler unto her. We do pray in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we bless your name on this night. We glorify you for this word, for your servant, oh God, we pray in Jesus' name. For glory to God. Somebody tonight, give God thanks, give God praise on tonight. Glory to God, give God thanks, give God praise on tonight for all that he has done. Amen. We bless him, we bless him, we bless him. We bless him tonight. Glory to God. We bless him tonight. Glory. Amen, Jesus. And at this time, glory be to God. Again, we give God thanks and praise for you, people of God. Thank you for inviting people to come out and be a part of the broadcast on tonight. We thank God for, amen, Jesus, our apostle. Amen, the apostle. Amen, for joining us from Nigeria. Glory to God. We thank God for him on tonight. Glory to God again. 5 hours, I believe it is, ahead of us. But for the time that he was able to spend with us, we give God thanks and we give God praise for him. And people of God, amen, God is continuing to grow and continuing to expand the PNN. Truly, he's doing a new thing. He's doing a new thing in the midst of us. Amen. He is doing a new thing. Glory be to God. Amen. And if you know of others, amen, Jesus, that you would like to recommend to come, amen, to minister on this Prayer News Network Global, please, ma'am, please, sir, let us know. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. For truly God is, glory to God, making a turn now. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And we want you to make that turn with us. Amen. Glory to God. So at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast, amen, back over to the woman of God on tonight. Amen, Jesus, for the final blessings, amen, on tonight and for the sealing of this word. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. You have the platform.
Amen. Amen, Jesus. Bless the name of the living God. I do praise and magnify and thank God tonight for the opportunity to be used by him, to be a blessing to the ministering of his word. I don't take it lightly. I don't take it slightly. I don't take it for granted tonight, because he didn't have to choose me to begin with. He didn't even have to use me, so I'm grateful tonight. But I want to say, even as the word of God has gone forth, and this is the year God wants to exalt us. God wants to push us. God wants us to elevate us. But he's saying tonight there are some things that we got to let go, some things, search ourselves to see inside of us what it is that is holding me in the same position where I'm not reaching where I think I should be, what it is. Because the Bible says, let him that think he stand, take heed, because you could fall. Because sometimes we might think, this is as far as I can go, but God require more of us. He wants more from us. He said, if you draw, in the same chapter says, if you draw nigh to me, I will draw nigh to you. Hallelujah. And so God is saying, you got to make the first step. I've got to see your willingness. I've got to see your heart desiring me. I've got to see the passion for me. And as you show me that you're into me, then I will come near to you. Hallelujah. And so tonight I praise God for every one of you that take the time out, including the apostle, to come on to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Bless his name. I am so grateful tonight for this great evangelist, Bradley, and that the Lord had connected me with. Bless his name, woman of God. I thank God for you in a special way. And I declare that God will continue to bless you and promote you to advance this kingdom, to advance this work.
Jesus.
Bless his name. And all of those who made it possible and work along with you to make
thank
this
you,
happen.
Lord.
Bless his name. And tonight,
yeah.
I just want to thank God tonight that each and every one of us, I make declarations that our houses are covered with the blood. No backlash or spirit of retaliation would come against us tonight in the name of Jesus, and that your vehicles, when you travel up and down the highway, that God would cover us from mass shootings and drive-by shootings, from accidents and incidents and dangers seen and unseen. I thank God for the blood of Jesus tonight. Bless his name, because if there was no shedding of blood, our sins would not be removed. If it wasn't no shedding of blood, there would be no salvation. And so tonight we owe God a thanks and a big hallelujah for his blood tonight, and that he would go before us, and that he would make every crooked path straight and every rough road smooth. Hallelujah tonight. And so you have a blessed night until we meet again. May God continue to watch over you tonight, if this is night, today, if it's day, whatever time it is for you. May God continue to keep us safe in this last hour, in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, we thank you tonight as we leave this prayer line, but not from your presence. We seal every declaration. We seal every word tonight with the blood of Jesus. We seal, God, your message tonight, that we would hide your word in our heart. Hallelujah tonight, Jesus. Hide it in our hearts, in our minds. Keep it within our spirits so that we would not sin against you. I thank you tonight, oh God, for the strength for every one of those who take the time out, that you would bless them going in and bless them coming out. That take this time out to be here tonight, to make this meeting, to make this message, whatever you did tonight, to make it what it is. And it's a no strength of ours, but hallelujah, it's an on the strength of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we do take the time out to give you glory, praise, and honor in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus. Have a blessed night. In Jesus' name, amen.
And people of God, God bless you on tonight. That does conclude tonight's broadcast. Don't forget, come back on tomorrow night. The woman of God will be ministering tomorrow night as well. Bring somebody, tell somebody about this Prayer News Network. Amen. God bless you tonight. Amen. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. Blessings unto you.
Goodbye.